independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Chelman out of KBOI, Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. I got to tell you, one thing OJ did give us, man, he gave us a moment away from Washington. But, President Trump was not about to be upstaged without a fight. No. President Trump wanted to just bite into Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Talks about how unhappy he was recusing himself. He's not happy about that. President Trump tells us about that.
So Jeff Sessions takes the job, gets into the job, recuses himself, which frankly, I think is very unfair to the president. How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? If he would have recused himself before the job, I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I can't, you know, I'm not going to take you.
Now, the reason Jeff Sessions recused himself was he had bad memory on how many meetings he had or who he had meetings with or who was in the room. He messed that part up. Now, let's just call it what it is. He forgot who he was meeting with, who walked into his office, and he had reason to meet with people from Russia. Okay, he's a senior senator. This wasn't his first go-around. But I doubt Jeff Sessions wanted to be attorney general and then just wipe his hands of everything having to do with Russia. That's his job. Lawyers love this stuff. That's his job. But he had to. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
I have the honor of serving as Attorney General. It's something that goes beyond any thought I would have ever had for myself. We love this job. We love this department. And I plan to continue to do so as long as that is appropriate.
President Trump's allowed to think what he wants to think. I'm going to continue to do my job. Thank you very much. Because at the same time, President Trump didn't call for Jeff Sessions' resignation. He didn't call for his job. He just said, if I knew he was going to recuse himself, I wouldn't have hired him. He's not asking him to step down now. Now the White House has to step up. You know, those poor people in the White House. I actually kind of feel sorry for them. I feel sorry sometimes for the people who work in the White House. They say that President Trump is standing by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And it's just become this never-ending whirlwind, this never-ending swirl of news, of stories. It's not so much news as it is stories. I found an interesting story from Reuters. You would have thought that after the last election I'd stop looking at polls, but it's an interesting story. And it makes me wonder. So, yours truly, with the help of people who will remain unnamed, I want to see how right Reuters has this. I want to see how right they have it. 1 in 8 people who voted for President Trump are having second thoughts. 1 in 8. Now, that could also be read a different way by saying 7 out of 8 people who voted for President Trump wouldn't change their vote. But 1 in 8, man, 1 in 8. If 1 in 8 voters voted differently in November, we might have President Clinton. Let that sink in for just a second. And if you're not driving, do a shot. What yeah. 1 in 8 people. 1 in 8 people who voted for President Trump, according to Reuters, said they're not sure they would do it again after witnessing his first 6 months in office. I saw that. I was like, you know, I'm sick of it too. But I don't know if I'm so sick of it I would have stayed home or I would have voted for any of the other slappies running or Hillary. Because think about it. If we had had a President Hillary Clinton, we never would have had Neil Gorsuch. If we would have had a President Hillary Clinton, there'd be absolutely no chance, zero chance, of the Affordable Care Act being repealed or replaced, which, by the way, as it looks now, we're heading toward a zero chance. Nobody in Washington can't get their head out of their rear end. But it made me think about this for just a moment. For just a moment. Because I do like a certain degree of boring out of my president. I was sick of Obama being on the TV every single day. Every moment he was on the TV, making news, making a statement, doing something. President Trump isn't that much different. Between Twitter, between his statements, between his family, it's just, I'm not saying he's guilty of anything, it's just a bit much. You know, maybe it's poor form. It's just a bit much. Likeability is an interesting word. Likeability is an interesting score on some people because not everybody has the same taste. Not everybody has the same degree of like or dislike. That's individual. You either like somebody or you don't. Or you like somebody better than the group you had to pick from. Well, if I have to pick in this bunch, then I guess I like this person better. It doesn't mean you love the person you picked. It just, hey, you didn't have a lot to choose from. Now, people who are hardcore conservative will vote Republican 99 times out of 100. And people who are hardcore liberal will vote Democrat 99 times out of 100. The majority of this country is made up of moderates. They don't really consider themselves too liberal. They don't consider themselves too conservative. Things are on a case-by-case basis. If something's broke, don't reward who broke it. Find somebody who's going to fix it, so on and so forth. If you voted for President Trump, now, bear in mind, if you voted for Hillary, I'm not talking to you. If you voted for any of the other candidates, Green Party, whatever, independent, nope, not talking to you. If you voted for President Trump, today marks his 6-month mark in office. A lot of focus on the first 100 days, but if you look at a calendar, today is July 20th. That's today. 6 months. Oofta. It seems like he's been in office a couple years now. 6 months in office. Yes, he's had his share of executive orders. Yes, he's had his share of resistance on those executive orders. Yeah, he dropped the mother of all bombs. Hey, he went after Syria. Hey, North Korea is still doing North Korea things. They're still making noise, reminding us that they're there about once every 3 weeks. They'll do something stupid. ISIS, we're still fighting, but we seem to be making some degree of progress against ISIS. And just talking about a southern border wall has led to so many fewer illegal border crossings. And just talking about deporting illegal immigrants and closing down the country, making the country harder to access from different Middle Eastern countries. All because of President Trump. Neil Gorsuch in office. Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. In part because of President Trump. Now, I don't know if I can peg health care on President Trump. That seems like a very convenient blame to lay. I personally think the blame for lack of any action on health care has nothing to do with President Trump. I think that has to do with the ineptitude of Congress of itself. If Congress wants to hide behind Donald Trump and if they want to hide behind all of his scandals, fine, that's their reason. It's crap, but that's their reason. These people voted for so many years to unfund, defund, and get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and now that they have their time, oh, well, Trump's doing weird stuff, so we don't know what we can get on board with. Nope, it's crap. It's crap. I don't buy it. But if you voted for President Trump 9 months ago, first six months in office, man, talk about the fake news, talk about Russia, talk about the collusion, talk about his daughter, talk about his go-between, the tweets. Oh, the tweets. Stop tweeting. Had you have known, had you had a magic time machine just for election purposes, can't fix everything, just for election purposes, would you still vote for Trump? And be honest. Your options are you'd still vote for him. Your options are you wouldn't have voted for him. Now, that doesn't mean you would have voted for Hillary. You may have left that blank. It just means you either would still vote for him or you would not have voted for him. That's the question I have, because I want to see how – I like checking polls from time to time. Let's see how spot on Reuters is. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. If you had a chance to go back and do it all over again, would you still vote for Donald Trump? Or, knowing what the past 6 months have been, would you have changed your mind? More of your calls when we come back on the Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shellman filling in for Chad Benson out of Boise, Idaho, here on the Chad Benson Show. It's an Ipsos poll, and I know that maybe I should have learned my lesson about polls, especially after the last election, but this is a different kind of poll. Does anybody out there have voter's remorse? Not buyer, voter remorse. Does anybody out there think, between Trump and Hillary, okay, Trump. I know there were a few fans. Actually, there were many fans of Donald Trump. I know that. They liked his bravado. They liked the attitude. And then 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, enough bravado and enough tweeting. Can you just get stuff done? Just get stuff done. Don't respond to everybody who says something bad about you. Stop that. Stop that. I don't care if he's holding his wife's hand or not. 844-DIG-CHAD. Let's go to Tracy. Tracy, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd vote for him again. Yes, 1,000%, and I don't mind his tweets at all.
1,000%. So there's nothing about his first 6 months you'd change, Tracy.
Nope.
It inhale before nope. You went. Really? He's doing everything perfectly.
I don't expect a person to do everything perfectly. I'm perfectly satisfied with what he's doing.
Okay. All right. You love everything he does. The tweets. Can we get rid of the tweets? Can he compromise with me on the tweets, Tracy? Can we meet a compromise on the tweet? Can he stop tweeting?
No. Because
why?
Even if he tweets something that is outrageous, it seems like it exposes something else. It's almost like even if he's not making the what everybody else would think is the smartest decision, it's all turning out for good. It's like it's exposing things that wouldn't be exposed otherwise. It's causing reactions that we wouldn't see. And it's just great seeing somebody stand up against the establishment. I love it.
That's one thing. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Tracy. That's one thing that President, you can't deny President Trump. You almost like it when both Republicans and Democrats don't really like you. The executive branch is on an island right now. They're not part and parcel of Congress. Now, you'll get a lot of those Republican congressmen, senators, representatives, in front of a camera on a radio show. Sure, most of them will say how much they have no problem with him. They support the president. Now, you turn that camera off. You turn that microphone off. You get them in the room where there's no other eye or ear witnesses, and they will tell you exactly what they think about President Trump, which is almost a good thing. Hey, if Democrats don't like you and Republicans don't like you, hey, well, now you're not buddy-buddy with anybody. Paula, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Paula.
Yeah, I agree with that statement, but if they don't like you, then it means he must be doing something right and he's going to drain that swamp. And they're nervous.
Is he draining the swamp? Is he really draining the swamp? What's that?
The thing is, you're 6 months into it. You're only six months today.
I know.
Yet to come.
I thought.
Nothing happens overnight, especially when everybody's coming against you all the time, trying to find the silliest, most fake nonsense you can come up with, because they got nothing better to say. You know, if they stop and look at what he's really doing, besides all the good things you mentioned, what about Wall Street? What about the Dow? Everything's on the up. Everything's positive.
And that's
a lot. There's a lot. I talk to people all the time because I'm in tourism. Uh-huh. I talk to people from around the world. And one thing I've noticed the last 6 months is more and more red, white, and blue clothing. And I've said stuff. How come you're wearing red, white, and blue? It's not 4th of July. You know what? They're like, we took our country back. I hear it all the time, how happy people are. And realize all these people voted for Trump. I don't know if Hillary got any, because I've only met 2 Hillary fans so far.
Oof. I love, we're getting the cheerleaders calling. Paul, I appreciate the call. 844-DIG-CHAT. 844-344-2423. Any Trump voter remorse out there?
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shellman filling in for Chad Benson out of Boise, Idaho. Here on the Chad Benson Show. I mean, we were promised a lot of action in the first 100 days. All right, 100 days, 100 days is a lot. All right, here it is, 6 months. Today is 6 months. My Lord, it feels like it's been over 2 years. Honestly, this administration, if you thought the Obama administration was highly covered, this administration has poured steroids on that. And when it comes to health care, when it comes to the fight over health care, because remember, we were supposed to have a tax plan and Obamacare repealed and replaced by now, among other things. That President Trump weighs in on Obamacare in the U.S. Senate. It's cut number 5. Sorry. All right, we're having technical difficulty there pulling that up.
Any senator who votes against starting debate is really telling America that you're fine with Obamacare. But being fine with Obamacare isn't an option for another reason, because it's gone.
Now, in response to that, Ted Cruz weighed in on that.
For 7 years, Republicans have told the voters, if you elect us, we'll repeal Obamacare. I think we will look like fools if we can't deliver on that promise.
No, it's not will. You do now. You look like fools now. You're looking foolish now. And it all plays part and parcel into this poll that Reuters did. Now, Reuters may be still sore that they got the presidential election wrong. Who knows? 7 out of 8 people would stand by voting for who voted for President Trump would stand by their vote. The reason it's interesting that I focus on the one out of eight. That's not 1 out of 10. That's 1 out of 8. Now, if you do that math, if 1 out of 8 people didn't vote for President Trump 9 months ago, we might actually have a different president today. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-DIG-CHAD. Does anybody out there have remorse? Or if you could sit the man down for a second and say, listen, Trump, by the way, I love you, voted for you, but if there's anything I got to tell you to stop doing, here's stop doing this. Stop. Just knock it off. And by the way, here's a couple people you should fire. And no, it's not the attorney general. It's not the guy looking into your Russia thing. No. Kellyanne Conway's got to go. And you know what? Just get rid of your press secretary while you're at it too. Or he's actually gonna die during a press conference. Let's go to Pierce in Indiana. Pierce, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Pierce.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I just love these Trump people who are still fooled by the man and believe he's draining the swamp when he's filled it with alligators that had feasted on the backs of working class America for years. And these are the people that he has put in high-level cabinet positions that are supposed to return America to greatness. No thanks.
Okay, so obviously you didn't vote for Trump to begin with.
I did not vote for Trump. I wasn't fooled the way other people were.
Eric? Pierce? Pierce? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Pierce?
Yeah.
Remember, this discussion I was having for the Trump voters, okay? You, am I going to guess you voted for Hillary?
I did not vote for Hillary.
Okay.
I wish we had more viable third-party candidates in this country.
You can wish in one hand.
People seem to think. Yeah, well, the media doesn't help. They don't get equal coverage. They don't have equal finances.
Is that the media's fault, too?
Why we need finances.
Is it the media's? Hold on a second. Because whether I like it or not, I actually am part of the media. So are you actually going to tell me, as a member of the media, that it's my responsibility to give somebody on-air time so they can raise more funds?
What we should have in this country is an equal playing field. Money shouldn't equal access.
Oh, God.
It shouldn't equal access to the... It shouldn't equal access to the media. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't equal access to elected officials.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it does.
Well, I get where you're going from there, and actually, believe it or not, to some point, you are correct. But unfortunately, we live in reality, and they're not even rules. And it's not a game. You either have a message, and you have a personality, and you have the mechanism to get that message out there, or you don't. And having spoken to a lot of these third-party candidates that you wish had a lot better presence in the election, I can respond to you, Pierce, that a lot of these third-party candidates are third-party for a reason, because they couldn't get respect in their own party. A lot of these third-party candidates used to be Republicans or used to be Democrats. Now they went off on their own, and they're finding it's hard and difficult. And when they can't survive or when things don't go their way, just blame the media. It's convenient. I get it. I've heard it before. So now, as somebody who didn't vote for president, It's also easy for you to say, hey, I didn't vote for this guy because I saw it coming. I didn't vote for this woman and I saw it coming. So you wouldn't have called this show if everything would be going great. That's the thing. You want things to go bad to justify your fence sitting.
No, there are plenty of things I can actually give credit or at least not blame Trump for. One, okay. This whole ideal of 100 days is a benchmark of some kind. No, that needs to be thrown out. 6 months. Healthcare shouldn't be a race to get it done. We should get it done right. So there shouldn't be a timetable to get this done right.
But healthcare isn't just on the president. Healthcare is on Congress. Healthcare is on the House and the Senate. You know, that's what that's on.
And every president, even going Barack, George Bush, Bill Clinton, you can go back as far as you want. The president is like the quarterback of a football team. They're going to get all the credit when things go right, and they're going to get all the blame when things go wrong.
Yeah, and you might be right in that, but at the same time, that doesn't mean it's actually true.
Correct.
So to go off of that analogy, I appreciate the call, though. President Trump wanted to repeal Obamacare and fix Obamacare. The thing is, he couldn't do that. Now you have a bunch of Republicans in the House and in the Senate who they ran on that issue. They have a president who also ran on that issue, and this entire party can't get together and figure out what to do about the Affordable Care Act. President Trump will sign, at this point, anything that passes the House or the Senate if it involves any little bit of repealing or replacing the Affordable Care Act. Doesn't mean it'll actually work, but he'll sign it because they will have agreed to that point. That doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be right. The failure so far isn't on the president. It's not. I don't know if the Dow is up or down because President Trump is in office. And if it is true that there are fewer illegal border crossings, in fact, more people sending themselves out of the country because President Trump declared multiple times that he's going to deport illegal immigrants and wants to build a wall to prevent that, then so be it. Give him that credit. But there's been no tax cut plan. There's no border wall funding. We're still fighting ISIS. We're still going through these same battles that we've been fighting for a while. And it's not all on President Trump. He's exhausting me. I can't lie to you, folks. President Trump is exhausting me to no end. It's the attitude that got him the win. And I don't know if I was expecting, actually I do know, I was expecting to see a side of Donald Trump that I hadn't seen on The Apprentice, that I hadn't seen on WWE. And I've had glimpses of that. I just haven't seen enough of it because I have a hard time believing that the man is the same person in a boardroom or in an office than he is behind a podium or giving an interview. I think those are two different people. I want the leadership guy. I want the guy who, yeah, he might have been born into money, but he also made more money. He might have had a great start in this world, but keeping it and growing it, you don't do that if you're a jerk to everybody. You don't do that if you're not successful. And when it comes to healthcare, which we'll talk about when we come back, the Republicans look awful on this. They know they cannot just repeal Obamacare. They know that. By the way, they also knew it 2 years ago when they voted to do that very same thing. I want to talk about that when we come back. My name is Nate Shellman. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
Nate Shellman filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. He'll be back next week, taking a little vacation. But here we are, another day. And once you get past the whole Trump and Jeff Sessions tiff, once you get past the OJ getting paroled, where are we on any movement when it comes to health care? President Trump, how about that?
We can repeal, but we should repeal and replace, and we shouldn't leave town until this is complete, until this bill is on my desk, and until we all go over to the Oval Office, I'll sign it and we can celebrate for the American people.
Sounds simple enough. Honestly, sounds simple enough. You have a body of over 500 people between the House and the Senate. And you can't just, obviously, the way the Republicans were trying to do it and trying to ram something through to appease a deadline didn't work. You have a fractured Republican Party. A lot of them just want to repeal Obamacare. You have moderate Republicans who will not just repeal Obamacare. They won't do it on either side. They won't just repeal it and send us back to 8 years ago. They won't. They won't. It'll be political suicide for them, and that's reason number one. Reason number two is you actually have a lot of people who have tried to follow the law, and what happens to them? Too bad, so sad, we changed it. Whoops. So for all those years, and I'm sure Chad has talked about this, all those years of the votes, the over 50 votes to repeal Obamacare that passed the House, then they passed the House and the Senate, knowing they were going to die on Obama's desk. That was all just bluster. That was all just show. Because if I'm going to look at the past 6 months of President Trump's term, I got to look at the past 6 months of this Congress, because I still don't have a tax repeal. I don't have anything that's cutting my taxes yet. I have nothing, nothing being passed from this Congress that lowers the cost of health care or health insurance. Obamacare is still the law. We still don't even actually have a budget. They kicked that can to October. So here we are. It's not all on President Trump. The root of the issue has been and will probably continue to be Congress. They don't have to like everything the president does. They can disagree with him philosophically. And even the liberal newspapers and the liberal TV stations can't get around the fact that there are marked problems with the Affordable Care Act. Problems that will lead to its eventual demise. It may not be as immediate as some will tell you, but eventually it will collapse on itself. Eventually, more and more insurers will pull out. Mitch McConnell, why can't anything be done?
Well, you know, this has been a very, very challenging experience for all of us. It's pretty obvious that we don't have 50 members who can agree on a replacement. A lot of people have been involved in the discussions, been very passionate discussions, but everybody's given it their best shot.
Wow. He needs to close his own head in the car door. Well, we're trying. You didn't run on trying. No, nobody ran on try. No, try is good for kindergarten. Try, you know what, you can try in high school. That's when you can try. You can try in elementary school, middle school, high school. That's when you try. You're in the U.S. Senate. You are a senator in the U.S. Senate. Try. We're giving it a good try. They had all this time. They had years to get on the same page. Those pages actually should have been typed up and ready to go. But no, they wouldn't even let members of their own party in while the new bill was being created, because they thought everybody would just be good little monkeys and get in line. And they're finding that to be hard. They're finding that to be difficult. But, oh, I'm glad we can rest assured that we're trying. Oh, they didn't get it done, but by golly, they tried. That's what my parents would say to me when I struck out in Little League. Oh, he tried. He didn't just throw his bat at the umpire and run off into the stands. He stood there. He swung. He missed the ball, but he tried. That's awful. Mitch McConnell should be ashamed of himself for even saying that out loud, let alone thinking it. You want to know what the problem is? You want to know where the real leadership is going to come from? Not Mitch McConnell. Dear Kentucky, find us a replacement for Mitch McConnell. They won't be in charge of the Senate, but they might actually be able to try harder. My name's Nate Shellman. It's been a pleasure filling in for Chad Benson here on The Chad Benson Show.
This is The Chad Benson Show.